to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, August 17th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
More of 18 killed and three others injured in Highway 1 crash. I'll have details on that and more coming up. Sunny skies ahead with highs in the upper 80s. It's mostly cloudy and 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chad Stevens.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. A 15-year-old Morro Bay boy was killed and three others were injured on Highway 1 near Harmony on Friday night. At about 11:16 p.m., an 18-year-old Cambria man was driving a 2010 Chevrolet Camaro when the vehicle struck a guardrail and an asphalt curb. The Camaro traveled down an embankment, struck a large rock, and overturned. The two passengers in the back seat, the 15-year-old Morro Bay teen and his 17-year-old Cambria girl, were not wearing seat belts and were ejected from the car. The Morro Bay teen died at the scene and the 17-year-old suffered major injuries. The driver suffered minor injuries and a third passenger, a 19-year-old Paso Robles woman, suffered moderate injuries. CHP says they don't suspect the driver was impaired by drugs or alcohol. Highway 1 in both directions was closed following the crash, reopening later at 4 a.m. on Saturday morning. CHP is continuing to investigate the crash. The Paso Robles City Council will be conducting a public hearing to consider implementing changes to its municipal code regarding cannabis. The new framework would allow the establishment of adult-use cannabis non-storefront retail businesses within certain zones in the city. Currently, only non-storefront medicinal cannabis delivery is allowed in the city. Amendments would also establish a cannabis regulatory permit in place of the previously used conditional use permit. The new language for the municipal code would also eliminate the previously proposed cap of 3 cannabis businesses in the city. The hearing will be held in the next regular meeting for the Paso Robles City Council. That is tomorrow, Tuesday, August 18th, 6 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Templeton CSD recruiting for Measure A Oversight Committee. I'll have that story and more coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:11.
It's funny how the little things can make the biggest difference. Take hearing aid batteries. The batteries work just fine, but opening the package is another story. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists is proud to offer the new, easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only office in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Call 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385. Hearing aid specialists.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The Templeton CSD is seeking a minimum of 2 interested community members to serve on the Measure A Oversight Committee. The committee requires 3 members and currently only has 1. The purpose of the committee is to independently review and inform the public and Templeton CSD Board of Directors of the expenditures and revenues of Measure A. Measure A is a special annual tax to fund Templeton Fire and Emergency Services 24/7 staffing. The committee meets twice per year on an as-needed basis and typically during the regular business hours. Committee members need to reside within Templeton CSD boundaries. Interested applicants should submit an application by September 7th of this year, and members are anticipated to be selected at the September 15th CSD board meeting. Paso Robles Public Works released its weekly project report on Friday detailing traffic control measures and the progress of major projects. For the Creston Road improvements, the contractor continues to work on underground utilities and curb ramps at various locations. Rolling Hills Road remains closed to through traffic, and traffic control is in place on Creston from Orchard to Niblick at various points. Pedestrian improvements continue on Riverside Avenue from 17th to 21st Street. Improvements to the sidewalk are underway and are expected to continue for a few weeks. Residents will always have access to their homes, and businesses will remain open. Commerce Way will receive a full-width pavement rehabilitation between Sherwood and Scott Street. Traffic control is in place on Commerce Way through December. Local colleges are kicking off the 2026-27 academic year. Cuesta and Hancock Colleges are kicking off their year today. Cuesta College is launching a new 16-week semester format along with block scheduling. Campus officials say there was also a nearly 4% increase in enrollment compared to fall of 2025. Meanwhile, Allen Hancock College will be welcoming students with booth displays from 7:30 to 11:30 a.m. today. Students will be able to stop by the booths to ask questions, get help finding classes, and get free snacks and coffee. Cal Poly students are also getting ready for the new school year. Classes for the Mustangs begin on Monday, August 24th. The Paso Robles City Library will be closed tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for staff training. The City Hall and Building Lobby will be open at their regular time at 8 a.m. and then once again from 1 to 7 p.m. In sports, the Padres blanked the Guardians 5-0. The Rockies beat the Giants 13-7. The Royals over the Angels 3-0. And Brewers got by the Dodgers 6-2. The Yankees squoke by the Blue Jays 4-3. In California news, the U.S. Department of Energy announced it has awarded $271 million to help support Diablo Canyon Power Plant's extended operation. In April, the U.S. Nuclear Regulation Commission approved a 20-year license extension on to the power plant's two reactors. A lawsuit filed by California and multiple other states against Meta, the social media giant that owns Facebook and Instagram, may go to trial this week. The lawsuit alleges Meta contributes to the youth mental health crisis by knowingly and deliberately designing features that get children addicted to its platforms. Meta has already lost two cases over harms to children and teens this year. And California lawmakers killed a bill that would have allowed grizzly bears to be reintroduced to California. The Assembly Appropriations Committee spiked the bill, SB 1305, and did not discuss it or take it to the public testimony. KPRL News has been brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:16.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Today's report sponsored by DPA Auctions. Shopping for a mixer wagon or stock trailer online makes anybody cautious. That's why every DPA auction listing includes detailed photos, video, and descriptions you can count on. And you can expect in person before bidding. Auctions every other Tuesday. See what's selling at dpaauctions.com. Well, just months after closing a large beef facility in Lexington, Nebraska, last week Tyson Foods announced it'll end operations at its Joslin, Illinois beef plant and its Eagle Mountain, Utah case-ready facility. The company said it'll shift processing to three facilities located in Dakota City, Nebraska, Holcomb, Kansas, and Amarillo, Texas. DTN's livestock analyst Shaley Stewart said that Tyson's announcement of their beef plant closures, along with their intent to sell the plant in Pasco, Washington, proves one very clear thing. And that's the cattle complex is changing, and this is by no means the same marketplace that cattle producers had a year ago, 5 years ago, or even back in 2015.
With EcoWorks EC from Helena, you can achieve consistent, superior performance from an organic pesticide. EcoWorks EC is a natural insecticide and miticide designed to improve sustainability and handling without compromising performance. It effectively controls a broad spectrum of insects and mites in a variety of crops and markets in both conventional and organic systems. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn more about EcoWorks EC. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Ready to bring some new ideas back to your ranch? Then make plans to join other producers from across the country at the 2026 Grazing Expo, September 10th through the 13th at the Billings Hotel and Convention Center in Billings, Montana. Hear from leading ranchers and experts on cattle markets, grazing management, soil health, ranch business, and more, plus a trade show, career fair, live music, and plenty of opportunities to connect. Learn more and get registered at montanaglc.org/expo. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit LintPatrolCA.com.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. It is time for Food and Farm News, brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL, with no data limits. Call 805-995-4184. Fusarium stem rot and decline, commonly known as FRD, affects the water and nutrient-carrying vascular portions of processing tomato plant stems and canopies. Eventually, vines began to decline, collapsing, and exposing the fruit to the sun, leading to potential sunburn. As experts learn more about the relatively new fungal disease, they say variety selection is key to reducing potential yield losses. Crop rotation and equipment sanitation are also important in managing Fusarium stem rot and decline, though to lesser extents. I think the variety and sanitation would be my top priority, said Brenna Agiger, a University of California Cooperative Extension Vegetable Crops Farm Advisor who serves San Joaquin County. Rotating to a non-host crop can help reduce the pathogen in the soil, but she said it's not popular because many of the alternatives are unprofitable. Food and Farm News has been brought to you on KPRL by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. Call 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. KPRL traffic is brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Good news, the California Highway Patrol reports that highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning, with no reports of accidents or other traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic has been brought to you on KPRL by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather is being brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s, winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 50s, winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with highs in the low to mid 90s, winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Our extended forecast, partly cloudy for Wednesday and Thursday, highs in the mid to upper 90s, mostly sunny Friday, Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low to mid 90s. Sunny a week from today with highs in the upper 80s. It's currently cloudy and 54 degrees. That's the news. I'm Chad Stevens. KPRL News Time is 6:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Some factories are a lot busier this month. Reading is a surprise. The New York Fed's August reading on manufacturing in the Northeast rose to 20.6, the strongest so far this year and actually the strongest pace in more than 4.5 years. Economists were expecting to see a pullback this month from July. RTX shares are up 0.5%. The U.S. Navy is awarding RTX's Raytheon a $22.9 billion contract to boost output of the Tomahawk missile. The agreement will run for 7 years. Crude oil futures are elevated, though still under the $90 a barrel mark. On an apparent impasse in the Iran conflict, Bitcoin's price appears to be holding over $63,000. Crypto is being helped by last week's cooler reports on inflation. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. P-E-E-K Painting.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. As we're set and ready to go with Freedom of Speech, and it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-577-5238, KPRL, to join us on the Monday edition to get things going here on The Right Choice. Pretty easy to do. Just call and start moving your lips. Or you can text. That way you don't have to use your lips, although there are probably some people that when they type or write, they talk. It's like when they're reading a book. There was always a joke with that, and I can't remember what it was. Read your lips. Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Tom Bordenaro on. No, we're not going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about something that's been around for a while, and it's a lot of fun for kids of all ages, and that's the Creston Classic Rodeo coming up. And, of course, Susanna always working on timely material for her in the 1 o'clock hour. So, there you go. We are all set and ready to go for the day. And I was going to say Chris. Not even close.
No.
So here's something I found out. You know when dolphins jump out of the water?
Yeah.
What do you think it's for?
To show off?
Well, because I was, doing my usual Sunday swimming with the shark thing yesterday, and I saw them. There's about three or four of them jumping up. And, it's kind of cool. Well, not kind of. It's cool to look at.
Yeah.
So, curiosity, because one is, I don't know how physically they do that, but that's beside the point. Yes, it is for fun or play, but it also could be because they're agitated or they're getting away.
Wow, that's the opposite ends of the spectrum right there.
Right, so they go through, again, and you don't know. Now, generally, if they're together, then it could be they're just showing off, having fun, or there's agitation going on.
Did it say how to tell the difference at all? Your research? Your figulations?
No.
Okay, yeah.
I shouldn't say, no, it didn't tell me because I didn't read all of it. Because it's all
you got to where you wanted to be
all
done.
Right. It's all the scientific stuff that you're reading, and you read that. And your head starts to explode.
Yeah, then I wake up and after I've taken a nap.
Okay, I got the gist, so there's two things there. But, and probably not surprised that it could be the male being a jerk.
and the females are trying to get away.
So when dolphins jump up out of the water, they're either showing off, they're happy, or they're getting away from something.
Yeah, and it could be other than the male dolphin, but also from a predator.
Okay.
So
I guess that's like a dog wagging its tail. If you don't know the dog, you don't know if it's a nervous wag or if it's a friendly wag.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because on my bike ride on Saturday, I do this route, and there's these, and I forget what the name of the dog is. It's those big white things that can kill coyotes.
The big white things can kill coyotes.
They look like polo bears. Okay? And anyway, so this guy, he can hear me, and he comes running. He's, you know, he's gated. But he is just barking, and he's cute. They're cute looking. Uh-huh. But I heard, man, you don't mess with these things at all, because they're just trained. Anyway, and he's barking. You know, he's running along his property line there, barking at me while I'm coming by, and he's wagging his tail.
Yeah. He's trying to fake you out, man.
Well, he doesn't have to worry about
come
it.
Come here. Come here, little human person.
I ain't going near him at all.
Come here. I'm friendly.
At all. But, yeah, somebody let me know what the name of those big things are.
It's not a Newfoundland.
No, it's not. And I learned of them years ago because I was driving into work one morning just after we moved out there, and I saw this thing, and this was in the road. And I literally thought, that is a white bear.
Wow.
This thing was huge. And, you know, he turned around. I said, well, that's a cute-looking dog. And then somebody told me, you don't mess with that thing, okay? It'll tear your head off. It's like, okay. It's not like I'm driving into work at 3 in the morning. I'm going to pull my car over and pet a dog. So, anyway. All right, just a little something there. Mother Nature is just so fun to watch, and so forth and so on. A terrible car accident in Morro Bay, but I don't know if anybody's ever heard this before, but let's go to the phone lines. That's why we're here. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. It's called a Great Pyrenees.
Have you ever had one?
No, sir.
You've seen them, though.
Oh, yeah. I've worked with them in the past.
How much, tell us a little bit about them.
Well, I'll have to defer to somebody else. I'm more of a Catahoula kind of guy. Have a good morning.
Okay, thank you for the help. All right, man, we got
Great
a lot of
Pyrenees.
Nice. Yeah, look at the text messages.
Did they all say the same thing?
I see, they're called Great Pyrenees.
Yeah, okay.
They're called Great Pyrenees. Great Pyrenees. Chatty people this morning.
Wow, something tells me they're called the Great Pyrenees.
And I'll forget it. Great Pyrenees.
Yeah, I'll
forget. Great Pyrenees.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, thank you for being awake and participating, folks.
Yes.
Because you got to be awake to come up with that name of the dog.
You know, again, it's one of those things where when I see it, I go, you know, I want to find out more about it. And, you know, because there used to be one out by the old, I just forgot the name. I go by it every day. It's not the Paso Robles Airport. It's,
I'm glad I'm not the only one that can't recall things.
Oh, Herman's Airport, that strip out there. There used to be one at the house just up from it. That's where I originally saw these things.
So do you think that there was just a Pyrenees, and then they kept, you know, improving it to where it became a Great Pyrenees, or do you think they're just talking about the stature of the dog?
Based on the stature of the dog, I'm pretty sure the dog said, you will call me great, or I will bite your head off.
Like a Great Dane. Yeah, I'm great.
You'll refer to me as that, and if not...
we're going to have a problem.
Even if you're my owner, I will eat you. Alive. So anyway, I'm gonna have to find out a little more about these things. But anyway, so yeah, wagging the tail and etc. So anyway, back to this, terrible car accident. I don't know how long ago I read this, but it's been more than a couple of years. Let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Go ahead, Roger.
Hello.
I was going to ask, tell them about the Great Pyrenees.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, you're on the air.
The Great Pyrenees, it protects the livestock of any creatures like coyotes or bobcats that try to injure or hurt the livestock.
Yeah.
What about in the case of coyotes? Because sometimes coyotes are in a pack. Can they still handle that?
Most of the time, yes.
Wow.
It's all depending on how big the pack is.
Yeah, so they're not, are they necessarily a family dog or just strictly for cattle, you know, livestock?
Family dog.
Oh, they are. So they have a good disposition.
Yeah.
Okay, but if they don't know me, stay away, right?
It's all depending how friendly they are, but they will bark.
Well, you know, but they see the danger. Well, it's not danger because I'm not going near it, but they look friendly. They got that.
They are really friendly.
They got that. You know, they got that cute face and you know the big body and stuff, and they look like you know little teddy bears.
Yeah, well, a panda bear looks really cuddly too, but you know they'll tell you apart. So you know.
Okay.
Although this sounds to me like Great Pyrenees would be a good family dog to have, and you get a added bonus of it being a great watchdog.
Right, yeah. All right, so obviously you have one?
Yeah, I have one.
What's its name?
Her name is Yona.
Yona. All right, and she's watching the herd or whatever?
Yeah, she's watching the herd right now. It means bear.
Oh, nice.
Okay, well.
There you go.
That would make sense. Do you know where they originate from?
No, I do not.
Okay, well.
The Pyrenees Mountains.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thank you for thank you for the education this morning, and best with Yona.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye. All right, there we have it, folks.
Wow, people are wide awake this morning.
Our experts are about, and it's always appreciated to find out more about them. Still not going near it.
I think that's a smart choice.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Won't mess with it. Anyway, so, to this car, this terrible car accident.
Yes.
And again, years ago, I read, or somebody told me, you know, that for younger people, parents should consider a two-seat vehicle.
Mm.
I'm not suggesting anything here because of, but it just reminded me, and I don't know if it was, you know, something that's kind of official, the recommendation, or just, you know, one of these general things of. And the reason is obvious, the less people, particularly young, well, I'll even go with older people, you have in the car, the more likely there's not going to be any goofy stuff going on. Does that
right.
make sense?
Yeah.
All right, good. And I'm sure many of us have encountered this around here. When you get people on, primarily on the weekends, when they're out and about going to see whatever they're seeing on our back roads, and there's more than two people in the car, they are usually going 15 to 20 miles below the speed limit, and their heads are going back and forth and so on.
Yeah.
They're a pain in the neck.
Yeah, because they're paying attention to whoever they're talking to in the back seat.
Yeah, they can't do...
And two, everybody else.
They can't do two things at the same
no.
time. God forbid they had gum in their mouth. Then it would be an absolute disaster.
Well, it also shows that you need to wear your seat belt. I'm sorry this happened, but that's pretty graphic reason to wear your seat belt. So, as a parent, if you're looking at getting a first car for your child, you would think, hey, let's get a big sedan because it will be safer. But that's not necessarily the case. A coupe, as you said, a two-passenger or a vehicle, you know, that's 50% less people to distract the driver.
Yeah, and that's where, because I thought, you know, like just what you were saying, well, I'm going to get my kid a big, sturdy vehicle,
yeah.
Which you could do that. You can still do that. Well, I don't know if you can do it now. Are cars sturdy anymore? They're all plastic.
Yeah, no.
Hicks. They explode like kites on a beach.
that's a weird analogy, but okay.
Well, no, I mean, the kites were flying yesterday.
Okay, while you were out on your...
Down in Cayucas. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So my parents should have got me a Corvette for my first car?
For you, they shouldn't have gotten you anything.
Hey.
No, I don't know where I read this, but it was years ago, and it just said don't, you know, the less people in a vehicle, particularly for young people, the safer.
Yeah, but like I say, the only thing is two-seaters are sports cars, basically.
No, you have the pickup truck.
That's true.
Then you got a
pickup bed.
Yeah.
That's when we were growing up.
Yeah, but when you're out and about at night, you weren't throwing them in the back. Maybe during during the day.
Some of our friends who needed to.
The two. Does that make sense to you?
You know, it does, but then two things can be true at once. I mean, they're just. I can't think of any vehicle out there that would make that much sense. I mean, basically, you got to teach the kids, you know, the rules of the roads, and pay attention to your kids what they're doing.
Yeah, my sister's first car was what's the Datsun 240Z?
Oh,
it's like what?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's a two-seater.
Yeah, it's definitely a two-seater, and she didn't have it very long until a deer decided he wanted to be a passenger. So, So luckily she was okay, but the car was not.
Yeah, my first car was a 1966 Fairlane.
Mine was a 69 Fairlane.
I paid $450 for it.
I paid considerably more. You got the better end of that deal.
Mine was a 79 Toyota Corolla.
Nice.
No radio, no electric windows, 4-speed, and it was a good car, though.
Got you around.
Got me around. And none of my buddies in Kentucky wanted to get in it with me, so I didn't have to worry about anything.
Nice.
I ain't getting into that. Back in the day, I ain't getting in that foreign thing. That's a damn sissy car. I ain't getting in that thing with you.
Didn't have to worry about a bunch of passengers in case you got in an accident, huh?
And no, not at all. Not at all.
So. I'm just a lonely boy, lonely and blue.
Actually, I didn't mind that because, I mean, let's face it, having buddies in a car is a pain in the neck.
It is.
You're going to get it dirty and all this other kind of stuff. But anyway, besides that, I would mooch off them.
Good call.
Would they have a nicer car?
No. Well, no, a couple of them did. One had a Lee, who's listening. He had a 66 cherried out Mustang. Now, I don't know if it was his or his parents, but he seemed to drive it a lot. And then, let me see, Pat had a Vega.
Oh.
And then my buddy Dave had this big old, with the vinyl roof, you'll remember this, a Grand Prix. Now, that thing was a beast.
Yeah.
I think it got 5 miles to a gallon.
But yeah, it's funny, when we were kids, we pretty much, when it came to getting a car, we got what we got, and that was it, or what we could afford. Nowadays, you know, it's amazing what the kids want nowadays.
Well, that's up to the parents to decide.
Well,
I know, because now I didn't have this in high school. I drove my parents' car when I was in high school. But the ones I just mentioned, and I don't know about Lee, but they all worked and bought their car.
That I did too.
It wasn't, it wasn't mommy and daddy.
My folks said they would pay for half of it. So they paid $225.
Which, you know, you got to consider the times. That was, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
That was a big deal. So you took care of, the gas registration and all that?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you were working.
I was working on the fun farm on the ranch. Yeah. You know, I got paid, paid by my folks, It was funny. I'd drive a tractor, and I was getting 25 cents an hour driving tractor when I was in junior high, something like that. And I told my Dave, my stepdad, but he raised me, Dave Barlogio. And I said, Dave, come on. I mean, 25 cents an hour. I said, that's nothing. He says, that's what I got paid when I was working.
That was probably 30 years earlier, though.
Times have changed. Or
well,
not.
Well, no offense, but maybe he was just saying that's all you're worth.
Even a dunce can sit on a tractor and go round and round.
Uh-oh, watch that. Watch that, man. I've watched some of these guys operate in certain topography and so forth. They're pretty good at what they do.
It's amazing. Some of those equipment operators are amazing.
They are.
I've worked grand equipment all my life, you know, growing up with it, and it just I couldn't hold a candle to most of these folks.
Yeah, I've driven a couple of things just, you know, for a little bit, and it's like, it does takes a lot of skill how to use these things. So, folks, it may look easy. And plus, even if in some of the newer ones, you still get beat to death.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, have
you see a lot of old equipment operators, they're hunched over, walking around hunched over, because it just, like you said, just beats them to death.
Yep. Yep. All right, sir. Well, we got to run, but thank you.
Have a good one.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Let's see here. We got the information from Kentucky right back here.
Oh.
65 Mustang. It was my mom's.
Oh, wow.
She hated it as it was a 3-speed manual. Okay, but it was in tip-top shape, man. It looked good. Now, Lee, I will ask you, because I had, and you know Dave, what did you do or your mom do with that Mustang? Because my buddy had I think it was a 60, it was a sports car, and he had it in his mom's garage for years. He was slowly working on it. It wasn't a Triumph. It was an MGB. Sports car. It was red with black interior, had the spoke wheels, and he was working on it, you know, over the course of many, many years.
Uh-huh.
And so after I moved, I called him and I said, hey, what'd you do with the MG? I got it all fixed up and stuff like that, and I drove it, and then he sold it. I said, you had that thing for 20 years and you keep it a year after you get it going. And I don't know how much it'd be worth.
Or even I guess it was the journey. I guess.
Well, I guess. I don't know, but I still think about that car. All right, we're going to head this way.
KPRL Local News Update is brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. A Morro Bay teen was killed and three others injured in a Highway 1 crash Friday night, and the Paso Robles City Council is going to hold a public hearing for adult-use cannabis. I'll have these stories and more coming up at the top of the hour. Weather-wise, we're looking for mostly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s, winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. It is currently fair and 68 degrees. KPRL Local News Update has been brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero, ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Deborah Valentine. As of today, the memorandum of agreement between the U.S. and Iran is expired.
The deadline comes as Iran continues to attack ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Tehran is also working on a separate deal with Oman on managing the key waterway.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. The U.S. is ramping up economic pressure on Tehran instead of continued military strikes. Lala's been downgraded from a Cat 1 hurricane to a tropical storm after skirting Hawaii's Big Island. Hawaii's Governor Josh Green praising rescue personnel.
They saved lives. They were able to pull an elderly woman out of a tree when her house washed away.
Lala blamed for at least one traffic-related fatality. Roughly 100 homes were damaged or lost thousands without power. Hayden Panettiere, star of popular TV series including Heroes and Nashville, has died. She was 36 years old. America's listening to Fox News.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles. Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com. You might have tried the wonderfully fresh Red Scooter Deli, but did you know they offer beautiful catering choices? Whether you need your company breakfast or meeting catered, or you're hosting a party, Red Scooter Deli delivers. Breakfast and lunch for groups, dessert trays with fresh baked goods or box lunches. So many choices, and the food is always fresh. For weddings, meetings, or parties, go to RedScooterDeli.com. Two locations in Paso Robles.
All righty, next hour I'll give you the information on the 65 Mustang back there in Kentucky and what happened to it. Okay, time for sports at 9 minutes away. Brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball Sunday, the Orioles scored seven times in the sixth and routed the Rays 10-2. Baltimore's third straight win at Tropicana Field moved the Birds into the third AL wildcard slot with 6 weeks to play. The Phillies got three in the eighth to trip the Twins 7-5, while the Padres blanked the Guardians 5-0. Casey Mize and company with a three-hitter. Matt Olson's three-run shot boosted the Braves over the Diamondbacks 5-3, so Philadelphia and San Diego are now tied for the last two NL wildcards, with Arizona on the outside looking in. Brewers bopped the Dodgers in a battle of division leaders. White Sox rally past the Tigers for the weekend sweep. Ben Rice went deep in the 10th to lift the Yankees over the Blue Jays.
No adjustment, really. I mean, just going up there with a plan and sticking to it and was able to execute.
Noah Cameron tossed a one-hit beauty as the Royals shut out the Angels. Mariners nipped the Astros. Cardinals clobbered the Cubs. Alec Burleson and Jordan Walker each with a tater and four ribs. Wins for the Mets, Pirates, A's, Marlins, and Rockies. Golf, welcome back Scottie Scheffler after 10 top five finishes over the last 6 months, but zero wins. The world's number one player romped to an 8-stroke victory at the St. Jude Classic in Memphis to open up golf's FedEx Cup playoffs. And safe home to Tommy John, the left-hander who pitched in the majors for 26 years, more than half of those after undergoing the pioneering elbow surgery that will forever bear his name. The winner of 288 games, who along with his surgeon, Dr. Frank Job, absolutely belongs in the Baseball Hall of Fame, was 83 years old. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Proudly serving you since 1979. Clouds early, then sunshine with some high clouds just to add to the effect. Highs in the upper 80s. Few clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. We shall be in the mid-90s. Sunshine and clouds mixed on Tuesday. Upper 90s Wednesday. Mid-90s Thursday. Friday the same. Same Saturday. Low 90s Sunday. And back to upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down. 6:24 a.m. 7:51 p.m. We are at 56 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Moving right along here on the right choice.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your countywide approved concealed training team. As we check in to see what varmints may be out there on the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, and that is home, safe, and sound. That's what we need to do. So, as I look to my left on the famous KPRL blackboard here on the in the fame 1,000-watt flame-throwing studio, there is nothing to report this morning. So, if you lose one, find one, winged or webbed, 2-footed or more, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays. The number is 238-1230 or reception, which is the best way, at KPRL.com. That's in our Southern Division. She'll handle it mighty fine. All right, there you have it. World Famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Very, very easy in a lot of ways. Going in, getting out, parking, and so forth. And AtascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, let's see here. We have 5.5 minutes away from 7 at the right choice. Okay. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course the 1-9er Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, this is, boy, I don't know how to do this one. Okay, the...
Make it easy.
I still got the ocean in my nose. This, I'll just say, thing in the movie doesn't have a name in the story. Okay, so far we're off to a really good start. So this thing in the movie has no name in the story. However, the crew on the movie called it Bruce after the name of the director. What is the movie? 238-5775-238-KPRL.
Pick me.
Pick me.
Okay, they called it Bruce. No name in the story. And let me just say this story, or, well, not or, this movie is still huge. It's on television.
And so is Bruce.
Right. And it's on television a lot. And maybe this is a hint, particularly during the summer. You got it figured out?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah. No, I knew that one right away. So that was a good clue.
All right. I'm going to turn off both mics, yell it across the studio. He's good. Man, Chad's good.
Mm-hmm, good.
Well, that's not. Hi, good morning.
That would be Jaws.
Yes, Jaws. Now, how did you and Chad know that?
We're super intelligent individuals.
Thank you, Chad. Thank you.
So that
that would be something that Kevin couldn't understand, maybe.
What do you mean that you two being super intelligent individuals?
Yeah.
It's not that I couldn't understand it. It's just that I don't believe it.
there is that.
It's just one of those things that stick in your head, you know. They give this mechanical shark a name, you know. I don't know where I heard it.
Well, yeah, so. if the name Bruce is the only thing that sticks in your head, and I'm going to have to sit here and accept that you two are the most intelligent men in the world, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, for at least today.
Yeah, for the moment.
Until trivia tomorrow.
Yeah, until the next day. All right, Mike, yeah. I got you down as a qualifier.
Okay, have a good week.
All right. Jaws, named after the lawyer of Steven Spielberg. Now, Finding Nemo or whatever, I've never seen that. The great white shark named Bruce in the movie got his name as a nod to the shark from Jaws.
Okay.
Other nicknames during the filming, the crew also called the prop, because they had troubles with the props,
yeah,
Flaws, not Jaws.
Nice.
And for the life of me, I don't know why. Well, I mean, it is a good movie. Robert Shaw, to me, is the best in that movie.
I agree.
And I have no idea why I watch that movie almost every time before I go to the beach. It makes absolutely no sense at all.
Like to scare yourself.
I don't know.
This KPRL local news update is brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive.
A Morro Bay teen killed and three others injured in a Highway 1 crash Friday night. Paso Robles City Council to hold a public hearing for adult-use cannabis. This and other stories coming up after the top of the hour. Weather-wise, we are looking for mostly sunny skies today. Highs in the upper 80s, winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. It's cloudy and 56 degrees. This KPRL local news update has been brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
So I didn't know there was a Jaws 2.
Oh, yeah.
And they came up with a name for the mechanical shark in this one.
That I do not know.
Oh, man. I mean, you talk about being, you know, you and Mike being really intelligent. These people got this right. Listen to this.
Okay.
They called it Bruce 2.
How original.
Jeez. Einstein's.
Was it T-O-O or T-W-O?
No, they got that right. T-T-T-W-O. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, and lots more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.